have a chance to get to know each other. So it's nice to be here and just have a good time.
See you having a lot of conversations with Blake Wheeler out there. We've seen the starting of a mentorship type relationship.
Yeah, maybe. He's a awesome guy and he knows how to play this game and he has been here for a long time, and I think I'm going to get a lot out of him, a lot of tips and that kind of information about the games and stuff, so I think that would be great.
I haven't talked to you since before the World Cup. How was that experience for you?
Yeah, it's of course awesome experience, and result wasn't so good, but you have to see the whole picture, and for me I think that was just kind of learning how to play there and how to be here in the big world, and I think it was awesome experience.
How did you feel you played?
I think the first game was pretty tough from everybody, and those second two games were, I think, pretty good. Our line was playing I think pretty good game, and I think I'm pretty satisfied, even if when I didn't score or didn't get a result for my team, but I think I'm quite satisfied.
Did the level of play surprise you at all, or
competition? I don't know. I think everything is new here, and I think the pace was pretty good, and they're really good players, and you have to be all the time on your game that you can be a good player there, and I think I managed to do that pretty well.
How high a level did that feel like compared to what you had been playing?
I mean, the best tournament in the world, and that's what it's like to be on the ice, and I think the pace was just good, and I think I went there pretty well.
Patrick, what's the kind of mindset for you, having gone through that and getting ready for camp now? Are you excited? Are you worn down a little bit? How do you feel?
Just excited, and get back on the ice and try to make myself to this team. And it's obviously my biggest goal, and just hardworking every day, and hope that I can make it to the team.
Does this whole thing kind of feel real for you now that you're finally here and you've taken part in a day of training camp?
Yeah, a little bit. It's awesome to finally be here and just battle with these guys and have fun and just practice hard, so it's nice to be here.
Did you come and get settled in before World Cup, or did you just arrive? I mean, that's got to be a bit of a whirlwind.
Yeah, I just came on Friday, and I'm staying at the hotel, so just hanging around, and just nothing major.
Do you feel like there's a bigger eye on you in the city here? Now that you're the second overall pick and you're coming in?
I don't know. Of course, the city and the team has some kind of expectations for me, but I just want to ignore that and try to focus on what I'm doing here and try to focus on my job, which is playing hockey. So, and I'm good at it, and I just wanna play hockey and give my best shot every time on the ice.
The little time you have been here, has anybody come up and noticed you, or shaking your hand, or kissed you on the cheek, or something like that?
No, not so much. I think I don't remember. Maybe nobody. Oh.
Have you looked around and seen what would be perfect line mates for you this season? Have you?
No. It's only a training camp, and everything can happen before the season, so I just want to do what I can do on the ice and show the coaches that I can play hockey, and they can think about the lines after the training camp.
Do you have any goals for this season, as far as other than making the team?
No, that's my only goal, to make it to the team and play in the NHL the whole season, and I don't have any other goals.
You don't set goals for number of points or goals?
No. Everything else is a plus. I want to just make it to the team. That's the biggest goal for me.